We were surprised by the subdued reaction in the aftermath of the U.S. CPI print. Rates markets haven't really budged all that much, and investors continue to turn a blind eye to any signs the Fed might need to be less accommodative than what is being priced. The risk the Fed revises its rate cut forecast next week to potentially price in less easing in 2024 seems to be a risk that should at least be taken a little more seriously in light of the hotter inflation data. Given the state of markets right now, we wouldn't rule out the possibility for a delayed reaction in the sessions ahead, opening the door to a round of risk-off flow as worry around less investor-friendly monetary policy ramps up. This would weigh on stocks and invite a flight of safety back into the U.S. dollar, along with a U.S. dollar that benefits from the more favorable yield differentials. As far as other updates go, the yen has found some renewed demand on reports Toyota met its labor union's demands for increases in salary and bonuses in full for the fourth straight year. This should put more pressure on the BOJ to be thinking about an exit from negative rate policy. And over in the Eurozone, the latest batch of ECB speak has leaned more dovish, though this hasn't had much impact on the single currency. Key standouts on the calendar for the remainder of the day come from UK GDP industrial production and construction output and Eurozone industrial production. That's all for now.